Today on episode number 330 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to hear about the state of podcasting from Todd Cochran. We're going to talk a little Stitcher news, and I've got a free tool that you should avoid, and I'll tell you why.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you are new to the show, well, first things first, howdy. Glad you're here. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. This is the original podcast about podcasting. And we talk about everything from planning to promoting, recording, all points in between, because everything you need to launch a podcast, it's in one place. Quit spending hours and hours in Google trying to find all the, you know, insights, and it's all in one place. schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to reach me, my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228, or leave a comment or a voicemail out at the website, which of course is schoolofpodcasting.com. And I would be, what is it, remiss to say that today's show is brought to you by the letter B and the number 6. Yes, I've been hanging out with the kids lately, and I hadn't heard that phrase in a long time. Thought I would share that with you. Also want to let you know that I have an article in a new, it's a new iPhone magazine called Digital Marketing Monthly. And if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/DMM, I've got an article in there about what kind of podcasting gear, which you kind of heard about on this show, but it's an interesting new magazine come out. Let me give you the little deets on this. Digital Marketing Monthly focuses on one key digital marketing topic per issue, an ideal online marketing magazine for entrepreneurs, business leaders, or marketing professionals. In fact, anybody interested in improving their internet business or web marketing related knowledge. And again, you can find that out at schoolofpodcasting.com/DMM, and you can actually get a free trial, actually 3 months of a trial here, and you don't get sucked into getting paid later. Just enter the promo code, the number 3 months, MONTHS, when you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DMM. Use the coupon code again, 3 months. So I want to thank everybody over at Digital Marketing Monthly for including me on that. It's a lot of fun. What else is going on? Well, if you're not new to the show, you're going, hey, Dave, last week you said we're going to talk with Ray Ortega, and we're not. Ray's going to be in next week's episode. I'm sure you've heard all by now that Hurricane Sandy came through, and even though I'm nowhere near New York or New Jersey, things like that, I am in Cleveland, Ohio, and it started really last Friday night when my wife and I were sitting in a football stadium watching my stepson play in the marching band. And I'm telling you, it didn't stop raining till next Thursday, and everything's underwater. The weirdest thing, and then we'll get to the podcasting stuff, is there is a streetlight outside of where I live, and the streetlight was on, but the stoplight that was hanging on the streetlight was off. So all sorts of hang-ups and things like that. And for most of this week, I didn't have electricity, or if I had electricity, I didn't have internet. And so I just didn't have my usual, I have certain windows of time, typically Monday and Tuesday evenings, when I do a lot of my prep for the show, even though it doesn't come out till the following week. And when Mother Nature messed up my schedule, I went, you know, I've got some other things I can talk about. So we'll be hearing from Ray, and we're talking about using Google Hangouts, and which actually did one this weekend. And so actually next week's episode will be better, because I'll have Ray's conversation that we had, and I'll be able to throw in some of my own personal knowledge now of Google Hangouts and using that as a podcasting tool. Over at podcastawards.com, I want to thank anybody who nominated me for a podcast award. Unfortunately, none of the shows that I produce on a regular basis, like this one, things of that nature, did not get into the mix. But I do want to congratulate Daniel J. Lewis, a friend of mine. He got the audacity to podcast in there. I do have one podcast in the, I think it's health and fitness, the Jillian Michaels podcast. And can I tell you how I got in on that one? Because you're like, really? I don't even really hear you mention that. It's because I do that show strictly And I mean strictly for the money. I am a Jillian Michaels fan, but I saw supply and demand with that one. She quit doing a radio show. Everybody wanted a radio show about Jillian Michaels, and I filled that void. Now that she's come back to radio, she does her own podcast. My numbers have gone down severely. Why? Because why would you get news about Jillian when you can get that news from a Jillian? Right? So here's the fun thing. Jillian, I have contacted her people numerous times because Jillian, there are no show notes for Jillian Michaels' podcast. You can find it in iTunes and you can find it in Stitcher, but there are no show notes. She lists her website because she's using some sort of third-party service for her RSS feed, which is through some everyday health thing. I don't want to get into the details of that, but basically she's podcasting wrong, in my opinion. And so consequently, when people nominated the Jillian Michaels podcast, they probably meant the actual one featuring one Jillian Michaels, the Biggest Loser trainer. But being that Jillian doesn't meet the criteria, being that she doesn't have a website with an RSS feed, with an iTunes link, things like that, I think the boys over at the podcastawards.com went, there must be this other one, which is the Jillian Michaels fan podcast, which I do about 2 a month. And so I think that's interesting. But that's the only show of mine that got in. But in reality, am I bummed? Well, of course, everybody would like to be nominated. But I don't look for... I'm glad that I don't have to now bug you all to vote for me. Because in reality, I got into podcasting because I like to help people, not because I'm looking for awards. And that doesn't mean I wouldn't have been thrilled to be nominated. I'm just saying, in the end, I'm kind of glad I didn't get nominated because it smacked me in the head to say, that's not what you're in this for. So with that, speaking of the podcast awards, and here's what's funny about this. I literally just started to listen to the first about 4 minutes of my friend Daniel J. Lewis's podcast over at the Audacity to Podcast. And he's, I believe, doing the same thing I'm doing today. But here's an example of this. If you go, oh, I probably shouldn't do a podcast because there's already a topic on this, you'll hear, and I actually stopped Daniel's because I didn't want to hear Daniel's version. I thought about, maybe I shouldn't talk about this, but I'm like, no, this is good material. And just because you listen to me means you may or may not listen to Daniel and vice versa. So what I did was I contacted Todd Cochran. I said, hey, Todd, this is some really killer content that you've put out over at podcastawards.com. Can I play some of this on my podcast? And he said, oh, well, sure you can. Be sure to link to it here. And I said, absolutely, podcastawards.com. And you can also go over to Podcast Connect, which is actually kind of cool because it's actually kind of a history of the Podcast Awards. I'm actually going to go over there right now. Podcast Connect. I want to make sure I got the right URL here. Yes. And that is another kind of service from Raw Voice. And it's kind of all things Todd Cochran. It has to deal with their arm of podcast advertising, which, by the way, more podcast news. If you go over to blueberry.com, Todd, the man, by the way, and while we're on the subject of Todd, and I'll go back to advertising here in a second, I realize I'm all over the place. Todd is the man that wrote the very first, as in original, book on how to podcast back in the day. So the man knows his stuff. He runs the Blueberry Network, and they are getting lots of calls for advertising. So if you're looking for advertising on your podcast, sign up at blueberry.com, blubrry.com. You just have to fill out a quick survey for your podcast. You have to use their stats, which are free. If you're looking for stats for your podcast, check that out over at blueberry.com. But in the middle of this podcast awards thing, what he does is kind of the state of the union. And so what I'm going to do is just play this and kind of pause along the way and throw in my 2 cents. So without further ado, here is the State of the Union from Todd.
Period. So what I want to do is I want to share with you some of the data that we found during the actual review process. And this is what I refer to as my state of the podcasting sphere. And this is really gives some detailed information. This is more for the podcasters out there to understand what we saw when we were looking at your sites.
Now, here's the thing to keep in mind. Todd, again, runs the Blueberry Network. So there are two big players in this game. There's Blueberry and there's Libsyn. So the cool thing is we're getting a pretty big 10,000-foot overview, and he can pull stats from their stat system And so this is good stuff is basically what I'm saying. So listen up, and you might want to get a pen and paper here to take some notes.
And I tell you, there's a lot of disheartening information in here, but also a lot of positive information as well. And I got a little bit to talk about to those of you that are doing video and some of the things that you may be doing wrong. But I'll go through some of these stats so that you guys will get a feel. So get your get a pen and paper ready, and I'll share this, or actually you'll be able to watch this later on replay. So luckily, only 10% had generic-looking pages like a Libsyn page or similar generics. Basically, they actually had branding wrapped around them. So 90% of the actual websites that we looked at actually had great branding, which is actually a great improvement over what we've seen in the past couple of years.
Now, here's the key to this. As much as your podcast, let's go with audio podcasting, they see you before they hear you. That is a key point. They see you before they hear you. And that first impression is when they come up on your site. So if you're using, he's going to talk into some other points, but that's just a key point. They see you before they hear you or before they watch your videos.
Sound and audio quality was fantastic across the board. Very few shows had a low quality audio. There was some Blog Talk Radio folks. The audio was absolutely horrendous.
Now, let me rephrase that, or just let's back up 2 seconds if I could. When he talks about Blog Talk Radio, I have on the show numerous times talked about how bad Blog Talk Radio is. And I believe the phrase he used was absolutely horrendous. So unless you miss that, I could hit rewind here because we're actually playing this live. Absolutely, absolutely horrendous. That's why I don't like Blog Talk Radio. I am going to start a live podcast. I'm going to start doing this one live in the future. I will not be using Blog Talk Radio. And I've been investigating this. If you are working with a company, and I'm not even going to name them right now, because there are two, that wants to charge you $300 or $500, you ready for this? A week to podcast, please contact me. Because I can help you do that for about $32. I am appalled at the companies that are just raping people because they are uneducated about the options that are available to them. And they go to something like Blog Talk Radio, which is charging you $99 a month. That's the cheap version, but you get what you pay for. All right, I'm sorry. See, as soon as you say Blog Talk Radio, it's like, oh, there it goes again. I can't help myself. Let's continue on with Todd, where he said again, absolutely horrendous audio.
So, you know, if you're looking for audio quality, definitely don't be hosting your audio over there. If you do, record it separately, put it up separately as a podcast, but do not distribute that audio from that website.
Because their website blows. Their website is filled with ads that you get no commission on. I'm sorry. I get very upset when I hear about Blog Talk Radio. So let me overpay for my hosting and put it on a website that is filled with advertising that I get no piece of. Oh, Blog Talk Radio. If you were here, I would just right in the face. Ooh. I'm sorry. Oh, great. Now look what you did. I hit the wrong button. This is live today, kids. Let's see if I got this right.
Don't be hosting your audio over there. If you do, record it separately, put it up separately as a podcast, but do not distribute that audio from that website. 27% of the sites made you dig for their show.
Seriously? Dig for the show? Why?
AKA, when you went to the homepage, you're like, where's their podcast? And some had a podcast link, some didn't, but 27% of you made us dig to figure out where your show was actually at on your website. 34% of sites did not have a way to play or download the media on the page, which I found absolutely incredible.
And later, these people pressed the CD and gave it to people who didn't have CD players. That's about the same equality here, right? Why have a podcast if there's no way to listen to it? Some of these things are kind of interesting. So, I just kind of go, really? But I'll explain how we get into these, because the people that are doing these mistakes are not always stupid. It's very easy to fall into some of these mistakes. So let's continue.
This state in the game, with the number of plugins that are available for podcasting, why people didn't have a download link or a play button on their page, you can almost bet that those sites did not make the slate just because of really a weak site design. Now, here's where it really blew us away was 73% of the video podcasters did not have embeds for their listeners. And they had a video up on their site, but no way to embed and take that and share that somewhere. So what's even more disheartening is 70% of the video podcasters did not have an RSS feed for their video. They were putting their video up on Blip or Vimeo or YouTube, but there was no way to subscribe to that video podcast. There was
I'm sorry. And a podcast is audio or video distributed via an RSS feed. So I talked about this in a video. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, there's a video, or if you just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, I do a video where people think this is the case. If I just put audio or video on my website, it's a podcast. So I put video on YouTube because I can subscribe to a YouTube channel. That is not an RSS feed. So this is a great talk from Todd. And if some of this talk is, you go, I have no idea what Dave's talking about. Well, contact me. That's what I love to do. I love to turn the light bulb on when you go, what's an RSS? When I explain, well, iTunes looks at this and that, and the arm and is connected to the wrist, and I use analogies aplenty, and the light bulb comes on. But I would just, did you hear that? And I was like, 70-some% of people think they have a podcast and they don't. Now, the bad news is you're missing the boat. You are missing a huge chunk of your audience if this is you.
It's the audio portion that they were doing, that they were posting, but you couldn't find a feed for the video. So if you wanted to subscribe to the video feed, you couldn't. So it just goes to tell me that a lot of shows, while they think they're video podcasting, they truly are not.
Amen, brother.
Only 9% of sites had invalid podcast RSS feeds, which is down considerably. Again, a number of folks think they're podcasters just by putting their video up on YouTube. We couldn't find them in iTunes. So nearly 8% of the shows, audio and video, we couldn't find in iTunes. We couldn't find an RSS feed, nothing. It was just like, where, okay, you're a podcaster, but YouTube is, you know, that's a great place to distribute your content, but you're not podcasting. 33% of shows had an RSS icon on their default landing page. It was a blog feed only, which is smart. 49% had an RSS icon on their default landing page. It was podcast ready. In other words, a podcast dedicated feed. 23% had a podcast RSS feed buried on a subpage that we finally found. So we had to dig. But 28% of shows did not have an RSS feed or an iTunes feed that we could find.
Okay, so think about that. 30% of podcasters have no RSS feed, have no iTunes link that people can find. And this unfortunately means you've gone through all the hurdles. You've gone through all the steps, but your audience can't find you. I'll give you an example of this. There is a very funny comedian named Ralphie May. He is over at Fake Mustache Studios, I think it's .com. And I've been trying to get a hold of Jay Moore to say, Jay, you're doing it wrong, because everybody keeps saying, hey, just subscribe on iTunes. iTunes, yes, it's the number one way that people consume podcasts, but it is not the only way. You'll hear later in these stats. And so right now, if you want to subscribe to Ralphie May on your phone, you can't. There's no RSS feed. I like Ralphie May. I think he's funny. He's one of the guys that says things that are true and yet funny. Kind of like Chris Rock. When Chris Rock says, what we ought to do is just raise the price of bullets, then people might not shoot other people so often because it'd be expensive. Right? Things like that. And so it's one of those things. And how this happens, I'll actually throw this in here. How do people do this? Because you go like, wow, that's really silly. That's not really good practice. And what you can do is you need to sit down and go, what is the goal of my podcast? What is the goal of my website? And some people, if they're into marketing, they might say, I'm trying to build my email list. That is my top thing. Yeah, I want to be in iTunes. Yeah, I want to be able to have people subscribe to my blog, but really I'm trying to build my email list. Okay, then put that email list form right in the upper right-hand corner, or you can use, there's all sorts of tools for WordPress that you can put that in there. But whatever it is, but if you're like, really, I want iTunes subscriptions, then you better have a big, honking, easy-to-find iTunes button somewhere where people can find it. There are actually even tools where you can have it listed on every post. You got to be able to make it easy to find. For me, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, you know, that's an easy to say, easy to remember link, things like that. But what happens is we get enamored with the bright and shiny objects. And so we throw a speak pipe thing on there, and then we find out about affiliate marketing. We throw an affiliate link, and then we throw the latest post up there, and then we throw this, and we throw that. And I call this front page creep, because you start off with a nice, plain website. And I am victim of this. I'm raising my hand right now. You can't see me. I am victim of this, and I have to go through about every 3 to 6 months and try to not look at my website. And then come back with a fresh set of eyes. And then if you go to, this is, I wish I had an affiliate link for this. If you go to firsttimevisitor.com, there's actually a service that where you can actually watch people at your website and have people go to your website. It's pretty cool. But that's what happens. It's not that these people are just completely oblivious to what you should be doing. I would bet that in some cases they did something where they're like, oh, we're going to move this over here. And then they put more things on the front page. And then we're going to do this and do that. And all of a sudden, it just gets lost in the shuffle. So today's homework is to go to your website or have somebody that's never been to your website that maybe is a friend of yours and go, hey, can you do me a favor? Go to my website. Have them on the phone. Have them go to Skype. If you can get on Skype with somebody. And have them share their screen, which you can do for free, by the way. And have them go to your website and just talk out loud. And say, okay, now subscribe to my podcast and see if they can. It's a great way to do that. So because you might be a victim of front page creep, or in some cases you may just not understand if some of this is kind of, what is he talking about? iTunes buttons and subscription. You can learn how to subscribe to a podcast. If you go to learn to subscribe, that's LEARNTO subscribe.com. It's a video I made a while back that explains how to subscribe to a podcast. And you can actually link to that on your website to help your audience do that. But that's how this happens. It's not that everybody's just like, it makes me like, you know, nails on a chalkboard when I hear this stuff. But I realize it's not that everybody is uneducated. It's that probably front page creep. So let's get back to Todd. Enough of my yakking.
So we were digging, trying to find the links. And sometimes we got lucky and sometimes we didn't.
Okay, realize most people will not dig. They just won't. They'll just leave.
71% of shows are still using FeedBurner. I'm telling you, with FeedBurner being up in the air and the issues that they're having there and what we're seeing with slow update times and all that stuff, really considered a strategy on FeedBurner. And really, I've never been a fan of FeedBurner, but with Google not having touched it in years, it's just one of those services that's really making us nervous right now. And our number one over at Raw Voice, our number one ticket, the support ticket comes in for people that are having troubles with FeedBurner updating. So a lot of you are out there on FeedBurner, have a backup plan if FeedBurner ever goes away. Not saying that it is and don't want to be alarmist, but have a plan, okay?
Now, the thing I want to point out there, what he's talking about is you have your website, and it puts out the RSS feed. You can put that into FeedBurner, and FeedBurner will add all the special stuff for iTunes, and then you point iTunes at FeedBurner. FeedBurner looks at your website. You update your website, it updates FeedBurner. FeedBurner updates iTunes. iTunes looks at FeedBurner. FeedBurner looks at your website. Your website goes to FeedBurner. FeedBurner goes to iTunes. So just kind of mentally picture that. The bad news is FeedBurner is between you and your website, and there are times lately that FeedBurner is just taking a nap. Because I've had people say, hey, Dave, where's the new episode? And I'm like, it's on the website. And I put it there. And I've told FeedBurner, watch my website. And guess what? FeedBurner fell asleep. So I have to go over, go into the Troubleshootize tab, and say resync, even though it says only click resync if it's, you know, an emergency. Well, it's an emergency. You fell asleep. Resync. So it goes over, looks at my website, updates itself, and then iTunes is looking at FeedBurner, so iTunes updates. But that happens on a fairly regular basis, which is why I'm in the process of moving away from FeedBurner, because I'm tired of, I want this stuff to be automatic. am relying on technology. And in the case of FeedBurner, their technology is asleep at the wheel. Let's go back to Todd.
26% of shows have an RSS feed larger than the 250 kilobits allowable via the iTunes spec. 61% had a visible iTunes subscription icon on their default landing page. 57% had a visible iTunes subscription icon someplace in their website. 12% had a visible email contact on their address. So that means 98% of you don't want your fans sending you an email. And that
seriously? Think about this, okay? As a teacher, people learn in different styles. Some people have to touch it and smell it and taste it. Some people just need to hear it. Some people just need to see it. Different learning styles. Consequently, it's the same thing with podcasting. Some people like to type their emails. Some people like to call in. Some people like to use the voicemail button on the website. Some people don't want to use email, so they'll leave a comment. Whatever it is, you have to have all those channels open, because in the same way that people learn in different styles, people communicate in different styles, and you've got to have those open. So when he says, you know, that number of people that are not, you know, don't have those there, you're, if you're trying to get and build that relationship with your listeners, you're missing the boat.
98% of you don't want your fans sending you an email. And that
98%. In the immortal words of Curly.
Just blows me away. You're not looking for feedback.
It blows me away.
From your audience.
Absolutely.
So 12%. Only 12% of you had a visible email contact.
Preach it, brother.
8% of you had a newsletter sign up page. 21% had a call in number or a widget for listeners to leave an audio comment for the show. 90% of the sites had their own .coms, which I applaud. That number's up dramatically. It's nothing like having your own .com, having your own property, having your own brand. 73% had less than one paragraph of show notes for their past five podcasts, which...
My general consensus on this, I'm looking in, we're going to be having, in fact, tomorrow night, I'll be talking with my SEO guru, and I'm going to ask him about this, but different things I've read said 300 words minimum. If you really want to give something for Google to sink its teeth into, at least 300 words. And when you're typing in WordPress, it automatically gives you a word count. I didn't realize it was there. It's in the bottom left-hand corner when you're typing. So keep that in mind. It does help you get traffic, and traffic then hopefully can be converted into, you know, listeners. So let's go back to Todd.
Show notes for their past five podcasts, which really doesn't help you when Google comes calling and tries to index you. So have some show notes. Have something on there that's going to describe what is in each episode. 63% of shows were creating audio only. 18% were creating video only. 16% of shows were blogging as well as some form of podcast content, which is pretty good. I'm really surprised. You know, so that number's up. So some of you are blogging, also doing audio. Some of you blogging, also doing video. But 23% of the sites were creating audio, video, and also doing blog posts. And from what I'm going to share with you a little later on some stats, those shows are going to win big time. 31% of sites were mobile ready. iPhone, Android, basically you could go there and you could see the sites with a iPhone or an Android. 12% did not have their shows listed on blueberry.com. That shows
you should, by the way. I want to go back to the phone thing. There's a plugin called WP Touch that makes your website more or less mobile ready. Yes, there are other more fancy schmancy ways, but if you want to have it so that you can do that, plus with when you're using the Blueberry player, you want to have it set to use the HTML5 player. He'll get into iPads later, but if your website is not able to be played, listened to, viewed, whatever you want to call it, on an iPad or an iOS device, which is when people talk about HTML5, I realize that's completely geek speak, but it just means that, hey, just think iPhone, iPad, things like that. So you need that on there, and there's a great plugin just called WP Touch that'll get you pretty much where you need to be with that. So
most of them did, which is great. 60% had a Twitter link on their website. 72% had a Facebook link on their website. So more of you had a Facebook or a Twitter link than you did an RSS feed for people to subscribe to your shows, which blows me away. 15% had a Google link, a Google Plus link. Now, here's where it really gets down in the dirt. And I'm going to get into the announcement here in just a minute, but I'm going to share some last stats with you.
Down in the dirt. All right, you guys ready? I'm ready. Bring it, Todd.
25% of shows did a weekly podcast.
25%. All right, we're good.
23% of the shows did more than one episode per week.
I talked over them. Hold on.
Get into the announcement here in just a minute, but I'm going to share stats with you. 25% of shows did a weekly podcast. 23% of the shows did more than one episode per week. The rest of the shows were less than 1 week or greater, basically, or were 1 week, basically, maybe once every 2 weeks, once a month. So here's what we did. We pulled some stats, and what we know and what I could tell from what we've seen in our databases I have access to over at Raw Voice and Blueberry Stats, shows that do weekly shows grow at about a 10%. Shows that do not do a weekly show grow at 10 times slower rate.
So what he's saying there, because he kind of, so I have a couple shows that I kind of put out whenever I feel like it. And it's usually like one a month. He's saying, if you'd like to grow your audience quicker, do at least one show a week. At least one show a week would make my podcast grow 10% faster. Now, but keep listening. It gets better.
Shows that do more than one show a week grow faster, 8 times faster than other shows.
Now, if I understand him right, he's saying there's a weekly show is going to grow 10% faster than a show that isn't weekly, and a show that does multiple shows a week is going to grow 8% faster than that, which would be 18 times faster. So the person that does a show once a month is going to grow 18 times slower than the person that does two shows a week. And you notice he's not mentioning times here, which I think is interesting. We'll get into that in a second.
Shows that do audio, video, and blog grow 23 times faster than shows that do either audio or video only. So just
23% faster. If you can hit that trifecta, audio, video, and blog. So do you wonder why I've been starting to do video? I kind of knew this was coming. This is not, that particular stat is nothing new. Todd talked about that at Blog World. So you will see on my website that I have some blogs. I've been doing a little video here and there. And of course, obviously, I do the audio podcast. But it's interesting. Now, again, doesn't mean you have to do that. He's just saying, hey, here's what people that are growing fast are doing. If you can do it, great. If not, that's okay. But you can kind of gauge your growth now based on these strategies from, again, the Blueberry statistics.
This gives you a little hint where the space is heading. So of the 5,000 plus nominated shows, 4,300 were using our stat system over at Raw Voice. So I was able to have the guys go in and pull some data. And this is what, just real quickly, what we found. 82% of the audiences of those 4,300 shows were in the United States. 7% were in Canada, 5% in the UK. iTunes on average was 53% of the subscriber base.
53%. So iTunes is still huge. It's more than half. It's not the 80% it was back in 2006. But 53%, you cannot ignore iTunes. But here's some more stats that are really interesting.
Browser, a.k.a. browser, could be Firefox, IE, Safari, any type of browser, still makes up the largest second share of views and listens. Other people are coming to your site and playing it right in a browser. For those shows that are distributed on Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, and Google TV, they were their audiences was about 6% of their total audience on those devices. The iPad was the number one mobile media consumption device.
Number one, iPad. This is why you have to have an HTML5, again, iOS-ready player. Well, that's why I say Blueberry is the best plugin for podcasting. Make sure you use the HTML5 version for that.
Yeah, a browser. And for devices, the iPad was the number one mobile media consumption device via a browser. And for the shows that we could tell that had an app, less than 1% of the audiences were using apps that we can detect. So app usage for an actual show that had an app, very, very low utilization.
And I think the reason for that, I mean, I have an app. I don't send a lot of bonus material down it. I don't really promote it a whole lot. I have an app. It's there. If you go to schoolpodcasting.com/APP. But I think a lot of people, because what would happen is if every podcast had their own app, then you'd end up with 37 billion apps on your phone when you can just, if you're on an iPhone, you can just download the Podcasts app. Or if you're on an Android, you can do, you know, Beyond Pod, or you can use Stitcher. We'll be talking about that in a second. Let's continue on with Todd.
Average of 93 clients per show. In other words, there's 93 different types of devices that are consuming. So that could be a BlackBerry. It could be an Android. It could be Google TV. Any type of thing that can consume media. 93. Every show had 93 clients consuming their media.
Did you hear that, Ralphie May? So when you say, I just go to iTunes, number one, you're missing out on 47% of your audience. 47%, and there are 93 different ways on an average, which means there might be more, that people are consuming your stuff. It's not just an iTunes world. Yes, it's the biggest gorilla in the room. It's not the only game in town anymore.
Average number of countries was that had at least 10 listeners for of those 4,300 was 106. So
106 countries. How cool is that? I always say podcasting is a global conversation, which is why when I say conversation, you got to have that contact info out there if you want to converse with your audience. But 106 countries have at least 10 listeners, because there are plenty that'll have one and two, because I look at my stats. Isn't that cool? How'd you like to reach the world with your message? Does the world need your message? How'd you like to read 106 on an average countries?
106 countries of those 4,300 shows had at least 10 listeners or more, which is pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
So here's an interesting just general fact that we saw.
All right.
There was a very, very small fall off on listeners during the summer months this year.
That is really cool. It used to be that podcasting was a winter sport. Why? Because I'm in Cleveland, baby. And when January hits, December, February, I mean, I don't see the sun for months. Right. And what do? I sit and I play on my computer. So podcasting used to be kind of a winter sport and you would see a boost. And I think we still will. But the cool thing is the lull of the summer is slowly fading away. Why? Because we're tired of the radio. My God. I had to listen to the radio this week because my phone, because of the electricity thing. Hey, you can't charge your phone when there's no electricity. And I had to listen to the actual morning radio. I just words cannot explain the bad taste it left in my mouth. It was just beyond hideous. So I think consequently, more and more people are going, I'm going to tune out Bob and Tom and, you know, Binky and the Wiz and, you know, the Morning Zoo crew or whatever. And yeah, they're turning in the stuff that they want to hear. I laughed this week. I had somebody called me from my local newspaper. And I was like, newspaper? I used to deliver those as a young teenager. And they're like, yes, would you like to get your news? And I'm like, no. Are you guys still in business? Anyway, back to Todd.
Usually June, July, August, we see this huge drop. And did not see that this year, which is really incredible because we normally see this. But it was just a minor drop this year.
So yeah.
Don't leave your audiences in the blind during the summer months. So anyway, that's what I've got for kind of some quick stats on what we saw.
Now, the cool thing about that, what do you do when you go on vacation in the summer? You can actually record shows ahead of time and schedule them to be time released. My friend Marcus Couch moved from Chicago to California. He didn't miss a show. He just scheduled them out weeks in advance. And while he's driving across the country, his shows are being released. That's how you don't leave your audience hanging in the summer.
I know you want me to talk about the slate, and we're going to get into that right now. I got to load the right page here and make sure that we're on the right one. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to move straight forward into the actual announcement. Make the slate. You go into the rules and you look at our grading criteria, and there's a very specific announcement. Again, over 5,000 shows nominated, whittled down to 220 shows. Some shows didn't make the slate simply because they didn't have an RSS feed on their website.
Yeah.
Some shows didn't make the slate. You go into the rules and you look at our grading criteria, and there's a very specific things we look for that we feel that is our opinion of what makes a great podcast. Some shows were just barely under the mark. And a significant number of shows just barely under the mark on stuff that they're not doing. So if you're a podcaster and you're listening to this, take some of that data that I've just shared with you and improve your websites and make them better so that your audience members can have freer access to your content and be able to listen. You can almost be guaranteed if you go to every one of these shows that made the slate, you're going to see some things in common across all the shows.
All right. Well, there we go. And again, number one, thank you to Todd Cochran. Really nice guy, by the way. If you go over to podcastawards.com, and if you're looking for free stats, go over to blueberry.com. It's blubrry.com. And here's the other thing I'm going to point out about that. I have said in the past that you can use PodTrack, PodTrack.com for stats, and you can also get a PodTrack player. I have been noticing lately that if you have a PodTrack player on your website, that it occasionally will hang. And the problem is your website's waiting for that player load to load the rest of your page. So your page kind of gets stuck in the middle. So I don't know what's going on with that. I've never had that problem with the Blueberry player. And it's super easy to customize the Blueberry player. The thing I like about it too is the Blueberry player, when you click on it, displays your show notes next to your album art. The PodTrack player does not. It just plays it and shows your album art. So I'm actually liking the Blueberry player much better than the PodTrack player. Both are free, by the way. So again, check that out at blueberry.com. And if you want to watch the whole video without me yapping over it, feel free to go over to podcastawards.com. While you're there, here is who I am voting for. People's Choice Award. I'm going to go with in terms of people's choice, the one I would choose, I guess, is Smart Passive Income. Pat Flynn seems like a really nice guy. Like, I actually listened to that podcast. Best Produced. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. There's a show here, Livelihood Show. If you remember, probably about 9 months ago, I had Marcy Rosenbaum come on the show, and she explained how she was really afraid to get into podcasting, didn't know what to do. I helped her through it. And once she got on the other side of that, I guess you could say, once she got that first couple podcasts out, she was like, really, this isn't that hard. Yeah. She's now nominated for Best Produced. And what's really interesting is Marcy went out and hired some interns from a local college to help her produce her podcast. Very cool stuff. I don't watch video podcasts, so I can't really recommend anything there. Under business, guess who else is there? Yeah, you guessed it. Marcy Rosenbaum of the Livelihood Show. I also like the Dave Ramsey Show. That's a great great guy there. Under comedy, got to vote for my buddy, Daniel J. Lewis, The Ramen Noodle. If you're looking for a clean comedy podcast, that's one right there. I also listen to Mark Maron on that one. Comedy Bang Bang, by the way, is a podcast that is now a TV show. And under cultural and arts, I don't listen to anything, I believe, on that one. Entertainment, again, I don't watch TV. But I would vote for, where is it? I thought it was in here. Yeah, Once Podcast. Again, my friend Daniel J. Lewis. So vote for Daniel. He's such a great guy. And education, don't see anything there that I listen to. Same thing with food and drink, or gaming, for that matter. Under general, The Other Side of Live, which we'll be hearing a promo for this at the end of the show. My buddy Charles McFall is very happy for him that he's over there. And so he'll be doing that. He's another guy that's a big fan of Live that I'll be doing. Now, under health and fitness, if you want to vote for me, Jillian Michaels podcast, hey, that would be great. So I could say I'm an award-winning podcaster. Don't listen to any mature podcasts. PodSafe Music, vote for Cover Bill. Brian Ibbett is a podcasting pioneer, been around since 2004. Great guy. One of the first podcasters to actually go through all the hoops to do all the licensing and things of that nature to get it all set. Under politics, please vote for No Agenda. No Agenda is a phenomenal podcast featuring the one and only Adam Curry. And religion inspiration, you know, I don't listen to any of these, but here's my question. You might want to throw this in here. Are you, when you go to the podcast awards, is this making you discover any podcasts? We'll talk about discovering podcasts here in a second. Under sports, vote for the Who Day Weekly because he's been on this show many, many moons ago. So like that one. Technology, boy, this is a tough one. My buddy Daniel Lewis, again, is in there with the Audacity to Podcast. So yeah, you just heard me recommend that you vote for one of my quote competition. You could also vote for The website engineer, he was just on the show a couple weeks ago. That's a good one. Google at a Glance is another one that I've reviewed over at the podcast review show. Amateur Traveler, Chris Christensen is a great guy. Phenomenal. And we want to talk about the power of podcasting. Check out Amateur Traveler Podcast. That's another one I do. Or WDW Radio. That's Lou. That's the guy. He's a he was a lawyer from, I believe, New Jersey. And yeah, quit his day job as a lawyer to do podcasting full time. So if you go over to Podcast Awards, you can watch the video. And while you're over there, cast a vote or two. Next up, want to talk a little Stitcher news. Stitcher, if you're not familiar with it, is a free app for your smartphone, for your iPad, your iPhone, whatever it is. And now they have a version that you can use basically on your computer. And what's cool about this is you can, here's what I did. I was here again, just like Todd said, I was browsing the internet on an iPad. I saw the article for this, and I believe I went to app.stitcher.com, and I was able to log into my Stitcher account, add some more stations for me to listen to. And that's the one thing I really like about Stitcher. It's a great way to find additional podcasts to listen to. And so I was playing with that, added some shows to my listen list. And then the next morning, I fired up Stitcher on my Android phone and was listening to some podcasts. The great thing about Stitcher, you don't have to download anything. It just streams them all. Now, what's cool about this is I was listening to my friend Michael Butler and the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And about when I got to work, got out of the car, had to stop Stitcher, and I went in, took care of all my students, got everything set, got into my cubicle. Now I went on the website and started up Stitcher again. The cool thing was after this lovely voice said, resuming episode, it started off right where I left off. And it reminded me a little bit of Kindle. If you ever use a Kindle, you can be reading a book on your phone, then pick up a Kindle and pick up right where you left off, put down your Kindle, go to a website, and on the Amazon site, you can actually read your books online and pick up again right where you left off. I find that to be very, very cool. So if you've never tried Stitcher, you can go to stitcher.com/DaveJ. Or if you find the app somewhere and you need an activation code, just use Dave J. That's pretty cool. Now, here's some things, since this is kind of a stat-heavy episode. I actually looked at my stats. And the cutting your editing time episode from a couple weeks ago, yeah, 12% of my audience was on Stitcher. The statistics for podcast promotion in bulk and Darren Hartzler of Your Website Engineer, that episode, yeah, 15% of my audience was on Stitcher. The one with a podcast goddess, 14% of my audience is on Stitcher. So if you're not on Stitcher, I'm not sure if these people are listening in both places, because I've talked to some people who are really into Stitcher and they don't use anything else. So these might be again, I can't tell, but they might be an additional 15% of my audience. Now, the other thing you can do with Stitcher, if you want, they now give me the ability to put a player on my website. Now, the only kind of maybe downside of that is Stitcher does kind of squish your audio a little bit. It still sounds okay, but they make it mono. Now, this podcast is mono anyway, but if you're doing a stereo podcast, it is going to sound a little different, but you can actually put a player on your website from that. So I just wanted to update you on that Stitcher now has a way. If you're looking for an easy way to find new podcasts and stream podcasts, go over to stitcher.com/DaveJ, and you can check out the app. You can install it on really just about anything. And the other cool thing is when you activate that, if you use that code DaveJ, you're actually put into a drawing. I believe they give away $100 a month for just trying it. So why not throw yourself in the pool to see if you can win $100. Holy shnikes, we're at 50 minutes. All right, last topic for the day. And again, next week, you're going to hear me talking about Google Hangouts as a podcast solution with Ray Ortega. But I had was contacted by a client who was using a thing called Podcast Generator. Now, what is it? Podcast Generator is a generator, is a free web-based podcasting publishing script, and you upload media files via a web form along with episode information, and you can automatically create an iTunes specific, you know, tag and feed, and basically sounds like, wow, this is a great thing. Well, I went over, I did install it. It's a super easy install. And here's where things go wrong. Number one, the player that they put on your website. We just heard how important it is to have a website that people can see on a mobile device, and more importantly, on a device that can be seen on an iPad or an iPhone, basically an HTML5 player, and they don't have it. They have the old one pixel out player, so I'm sorry. The other thing they do, now, as much as Todd said, it's important that you have an iTunes link. You want an iTunes link that gives you, credit for your subscriber. And there are ways you can have it click to where it just, you click on it once and bam, you're subscribed. And that sounds like a great idea. It's super easy. And without getting super technical, there is a click that starts with, the beginning of the link starts with ITPC. And if you're using that kind of link, it's bad, because when people subscribe to you, yes, it's easy, but you get no love from iTunes. They don't even know you have a subscriber. It's completely oblivious. And unfortunately, this podcast generator script uses that kind of link. So that's strike two. Strike three, I laughed when I saw this. They suggested using, for your stats, FeedBurner. Now, we've all heard that FeedBurner is a little shaky these days, but here's the one thing. Going back to 2006, we all figured out really quick that FeedBurner stats in terms of measuring downloads has always been a caca, a poo-poo. I believe they don't track anything. Is it on when you do a direct download? They're just awful. So that's when I went, okay, strike three, you're done. And so to me, the best way to start a podcast is to have WordPress installed on your own website, meaning self-hosted, using the Blueberry PowerPress plugin, using the HTML5 player, and hosting your media on either Libsyn, that's libsyn.com, and if you're going to use them, use the coupon code SOPFREE to get a free month, or Blueberry, which is blubrry.com. Both those companies for media hosting were started by podcasters for podcasters. And like I mentioned at the beginning, right now, Blueberry is, Todd sent out an email saying, hey, they've got some advertising coming up. And if you're looking for to get an advertiser on your podcast, you definitely want to sign up over at blueberry.com. And if you're using Libsyn, you can still get involved with that. You just have to use the Blueberry stats, which is not hard to do with their service. So that's just some things to think about. Like I said, I try to show you how to promote your podcast. I want to thank everybody who went over to podcastclicks.com to sign up. We've got a lot of people using that new service now to promote it. And we're always talking about podcast promotion. We're talking about new tools like Stitcher this week. We talked about how you can grow your audience by 15%. We talked about some tools not to use, like Podcast Generator. Sounds good. We love free, but you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And we learned that Stitcher has some new tools if you want to put a player on your website, and if you want to grow your audience, or if you just want to listen to podcasts on your computer, you can check that out. And want to thank again Todd Cochran over at podcastawards.com. Go over and vote for your podcast, which ones you like, and maybe discover some new podcasts. If you're looking to start a podcast, that's how you scratch my itch. I love to help people start podcasts. And I realize some of the things we talked about today, RSS feeds and HTML5, sounds kind of geeky. And that's where I can help. I can break this down for you. I've got step-by-step tutorials. I've got resources. So you're like, I want to start a podcast, but where do I find, you know, intro music, or where do I find a graphic artist, or where do I get a voiceover, things like that. I've got it all in one place. schoolofpodcasting.com, and we can just go over schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the join button, and you'll get in there. Now, if you don't have a website yet, I've got an even better deal. You can send me an email with the phrase quick start in the subject matter, and I will basically send you a link. You can order your website hosting through a link of mine. I earn a commission on that, and I will actually go over, install WordPress for you, install the Blueberry PowerPress plugin, a bunch of other things, and basically get your website up and ready, ready to go. You just need to provide some graphics and obviously the content, and we'll have you ready to go. Now, if you go, I already got a website, what's my little bonus? Well, check this out. Oh, the other thing, for the Quick Start program, you do get a free month at the School of Podcasting. Now, if you already have a website, want to join the School of Podcasting, my way of saying thank you for listening to 55 minutes and 43 seconds of this podcast, put in the code LISTENER, L-I-T, I can't spell today, L-I-S-T-E-N-E-R, LISTENER. Put that in as a promo code and you will save on your first month. And remember that the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, however many months you want to stick around, only $4.99 a month. So thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you again next week with another episode with Ray Ortega, by the way, talking about Google Hangouts. And everybody in New York, New Jersey, hang in there. I definitely have a new appreciation for electricity and for the internet. It's been a fun week here, and it's really good to be dry. I've never been so happy to see dry pavement in my life. So thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to live a life worth podcasting about. Hope you have a blessed week, and we'll see you again with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed, and I will see you on the inside.
Wow! Get back!
Get back, Kimzel! Ow!
We have been nominated in the general category of the Podcast Awards.
That's right. Your favorite podcast, The Other Side of Live, has once more, for the second year in a row, been nominated for the Podcast Awards. And we're repeating ourselves because we're so excited!
So excited!
But your job's not done yet. Now comes the difficult part. That's right. Once a day, one time a day, uno for our Spanish-speaking friends, you have to go in and vote for us.
That's right. PodcastAwards.com. We're under the general category. You just go and click the little box right next to The Other Side of Live.
Click!
And then it'll send you an email once you've submitted and you just verify, yes, I am indeed a human being.
And thank you for supporting us so that we can keep bringing to you the quality entertainment you're hearing even now.
And if you're not sure who we are, tune in Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, theothersideoflive.com/NAS.
Boom, baby!